No. I mean, the Eddie started well. I think the first 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes even, it took us to get to the grips of the game, and the pitch was very heavy again. And the last 20 minutes of the first half, as they went 1-0 up, but the last 20 minutes of the first half, we equalised. We got on top, we had two or three chances, and second half they scored again, and then I think they had one other chance besides that. We must have had three or four chances again after that. So, you know, I think maybe a draw would have been a fair result of it, but not to lose, no.
So, big disappointment because, you know, you've put a big effort into bringing Coghill Celtic as far as you can in the Intermediate Cup.
Yeah, I suppose when you look back at the game, and I mean, the second goal was a wonder strike, and, you know, you look at the difference between the two teams, there's not much difference, and maybe, you know, on a different day we took our chances, and maybe a different bounce of the ball. I mean, you know, just a little bit of rub of the green and something like that, you know what I mean? That, you know, things could have been different, but, you know, it's disappointing because you know that you're not far away from it, but, you know, all credit to St. Mochtas. I mean, it's hard to come down to Dublin. These teams grind out, you know what I mean? They don't play a lot of football in terms of, you know, they turn you, they come off the man, they're technically they're very good, you know what I mean? So, I mean, fair play to them, credit. But, look, we'll just go on. We've got another big season ahead of us. We've a FA Cup match and we've an EA Sports Cup match, so we'll just take it from there.
Are St. Mochtas a better team this year than they were last year?
Yeah, well, you know, they're winning the division down here, Division 1. I think they're clear leaders, and it looks like they're going to go into the top division. So, I mean, yeah, very good side. I think Glenn Crow played last year, but he was on the bench today. So, yeah, they've added a bit of quality as well. They brought in a few players. But, you know, I've no doubt that, you know, we've learned a lot from today again. And, you know, I think maybe on another day, maybe we, you know, you'd come away and you'd go, yeah, we could beat them and stuff like that. But, yeah, they have improved. But, look, you know, it's not sour grapes about it. You just have to go on now and just push on. It's disappointing, so near but yet so far. And I think this getting to this quarter finals all the time, we seem to get to the last 16, but then over the final hurdle. But as I say, we'll just learn from it again and just go on then.
We know you don't like making excuses, but was it the fact that you haven't been playing competitive football for a while a factor?
No, because I think what it is the last 50, I mean, the last 10 or 15 minutes, they were happy just to put 9 men behind the ball, 10 men behind the ball, and, you know, just turn around and just launch it, you know what I mean, and just kick it into the corners and stuff like that. So, you know, the fitness levels were great. You know, maybe with 3 friendlies over the last few weeks, you know, maybe just in little areas we lack a little bit of quality, and maybe just a little bit of, you know, craft as well, like, you know, too naive and stuff. And you come down to Dublin, you've got these boys, and they'll look for free kicks, and they'll make runs that, you know, that will hurt you and stuff like that. And it's, you know, that's the difference. And I think what it is that, you know, when we get to that level, well, we're up at that level, we get one or two players like that as well, you know, we can go on. But look, as I said, I'm very happy with the boys. I'm very happy with the way they played. Couldn't ask for more, the ability, the attitude, everything has been tremendous. Unfortunately, and I feel sorry for them because we should have got something out again today.
Can you lift them one more time for next season and try and go one step further?
Oh yeah, I mean, what it is this again will drive us on, and, you know, with the new additions as well, hopefully to come in and over the next week or two as well, that's going to help us as well and improve us. And it's people fighting for places and people being hungry and stuff like that, so hopefully we can drive on again, yeah.